97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
There are people within the intelligence community who believe that their will is more important than the will of the American people, and will weaponize intelligence by leaking it to their friends within the mainstream media with the intent of undermining President Trump's agenda.
Wow, Tulsi Gabbard is not taking prisoners these days, and nothing makes me happier. This is what I voted for, just for the record. Hey, good morning to you. It's a Friday. Happy you're with us on this first day of August here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright in studio with me this morning, and Sue Thomas taking care of your traffic here in just a couple minutes. She mentioned, Sue pointed it out earlier, but what a glorious morning it is outside. It is in the 60s. There was a little bit of a breeze when I walked out of the house this morning. I'm like, wow. I mean, not that I would have thought I needed a coat, but you might have even, my wife would have been freezing outside. Let's put it that way. I was fine, but she would have thought it was cold. And what a relief after what we've just been through. So welcome to August. You know this won't last long. We'll be on hell's front porch again here in a week or two. But let's enjoy this while it lasts. Hopefully you have a reason to get out and about this weekend. We've got a great weekend coming up for you here, it looks like. That's going to be good. Coming up in this hour, and please, I hope you can stay tuned for this, we've got a young man joining us who got booted out of the St. Louis City game. Just the other day, he got booted out. Why? Well, because they didn't like his hat. His hat didn't have anything obnoxious on it. It was nothing obscene on it. It just said, make America great again. I don't know who's opposed. My first question would be, raise your hand if you're opposed to making America great, period. If you're opposed to that, maybe you need to get on a boat and leave. I'm sorry. So we're going to talk to Mike. I posted a link to the Instagram post of his exchange with the folks over here at the stadium. And somebody requested that I do that this morning. I put it up, a link to it, in my Facebook post here for the show this morning, for the live feed on Facebook. Of course, we're on Rumble and YouTube as well, and X. But I did post it up here. That was a convenient way to do it. And you can look at it yourself. I mean, I've vetted it. I've looked at it. And he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't obnoxious. He was very kind about it. It's just the ridiculous, woke policies of the St. Louis City Soccer Club. So we're going to talk about that. He's going to join us here in about 10 minutes or so. So stick around for that. We will get to all of that. We have got Beavis Shock, who's one of the attorneys suing the state on behalf of some bigwigs. Including Senator Mike Moon, trying to stop this stadium funding bill that got passed in special session. He thinks it was unconstitutional. He's going to explain why coming up here in about an hour, the top of the 7 o'clock hour. And we're going to get Congressman Eric Burleson on. Of course, the House is now technically in recess. That doesn't mean individual members aren't still working in their districts. And in fact, it's my understanding, Kim, that Congressman Burleson is on vacation in Florida somewhere, but is still calling us this morning.
Yep, he's dedicated.
He is a dedicated guy, and we'll ask him about Nancy Pelosi and insider trading and all of that stuff coming up about 7:35 this morning. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Thank you, sir. Hey. So that's what happens if you wear a Donald Trump hat to a St. Louis City soccer club game. Thanks for watching.
That's Mike Weitzel being booted out of the St. Louis City soccer game earlier this week. Wow. I mean, and you know when you heard the beginning of that, what he just got done doing was thanking the police officer who walked him out because he knew it wasn't the officer's fault. He was just enforcing the ridiculous rules of the St. Louis City soccer club. They owe this guy an apology.
Again, I stand ready to continue to talk about the assessment and what we did during that period of time. There was absolutely no conspiracy, and we continue to stand behind what it is that we have said publicly.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Hear that clinking sound, John Brennan? That is the door of the prison cell you belong in being slammed shut, and I hope they come after you soon.
Mexico has agreed to immediately terminate its non-tariff trade barriers, of which there are many. And as the president said, we will continue to talk to Mexico over the next 90 days with the goal of signing a larger trade deal.
Winning. There we go again. Now Mexico is getting on board. Canada, those Canadians, they're going to be the last holdout. And now they want to recognize Palestine. So I think the president of the United States is going to show a little bit of leadership and tell them to pound sand.
We banned men from competing in women's sports. And last week, the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee announced that they will be complying with that order. So there won't be men playing in women's sports.
Good. Good. That's the president yesterday who held a news conference there at the White House. He had Harrison Butker and Lawrence Taylor. And I think Bo Matthews sent me a picture this morning of a guy standing behind the president in this photo. And he was bald. He had clearly a perfect head, so he didn't have to have hair on it like I do. So he was bald. And Bo's like, who is the guy standing behind the president there, just to the president's left, to our right as you look at the picture? And he confirms for me that it's a wrestler named Triple H. You know him? Ethan's nodding his head.
Yeah, he does. He's Vince McMahon's son-in-law.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I didn't know
he
was
a wrestler. Yes.
He's currently the chief content officer for the WWE, and he was standing there too. So they got people from wrestling and football and
golfers.
Yep. They got DeChambeau and all these guys trying to make America healthy again. Maha. I wonder if you went to a soccer game, where of course they encourage kids to get a soccer ball and get out and kick it around for fitness, if you'd get kicked out if you wore a Maha hat to a St. Louis City soccer match. What do you think?
I know someone who has a Maha hat.
Do you?
She will get looks sometimes. Probably not as many looks as somebody wearing a MAGA hat, because I think MAGA is a little bit more known than MAHA, but still, I mean, it's like you walk into the grocery store and people are just giving you the death stare for wearing a hat that talks about making America healthy.
Yeah, I agree. Diana just commented in the Facebook page. She wants to see the video. Well, Diana, just go up in the comment feed there a little bit and you'll see where the Mark Cox Morning Show posted a link to that Instagram video. You can go see it for yourself. You know, for that golf tournament I played in Monday, and Lord, please tell me why we couldn't have had this kind of weather Monday instead of 100 degrees. But I went to that golf tournament and I wore the hat that was given to me by Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger, and when he was running for office. And all it said was, make Missouri great again. So red hat says, make Missouri great again. You got one, didn't you? I brought you one of those.
I think so.
Yes, indeed. And I wore that to the tournament. And of course, it's a Republican tournament. Everybody loved that hat. But even if they hadn't, could you imagine having the audacity, because of your internal hatred? You know, the people that preach tolerance are the least tolerant people in the world, the left. They're not tolerant.
It's so true. They're really not.
Could you imagine going up to somebody? Like, I see dumb people everywhere. I see people driving around with Kamala stickers on their car.
Yeah.
But I don't beep at them and flip them off when I drive by.
No, I know. It's true. I mean, they all preach about love and this and that and want to criticize us saying that we don't do that. And then, yeah, they're the ones who are feeling like they have to be violent to somebody because they support Donald Trump or, you know, have some. Like, imagine if I drove, like, you have a bumper sticker, right?
I have a Trump bumper sticker.
So do you ever get people honking at you or driving by you and you can tell they're giving you the look?
It's happened a couple times over the years. And normally they have like purple hair. And I mean, that doesn't surprise me. Those are the people that want you to be tolerant of their lifestyle, but they think they hate you.
Exactly.
It's just the most insane thing
ever. You hit the nail on the head.
It's what it is.
Rules for thee and not, what is it? Rules for thee and not for me.
Yep. And coming up, we're going to talk to that young man who got kicked out of the St. Louis City soccer game for wearing a MAGA hat when we come back.
So I'm Michael Weitzel. I'm being asked to leave by the police because of Donald Trump.
Hey, I'm a Donald Trump. Trumper.
You're a Trump fan?
I'm a man. Yes, yeah. I am.
So
you
know, I just want
all these cops, you got to deal with them, MAGA. But they're not political here. They don't want any kind of political.
So those flags over
those
there.
Those are pre-approved.
Those flags over there, those aren't political. So my question to you guys is, are these rules equally enforced on everybody?
Here's my question.
Wait, that's the audio from the Instagram post, the social media post I saw with Mike Weitzel being booted from a St. Louis City soccer game. So there are people two sections away flying pride flags, But those are okay. But he's got a MAGA hat on. He's not bothering anybody. Somebody complained, and they booted him out of the game. He's a season ticket holder, and I've got him on the phone this morning. Mike, thank you for giving me some time this morning.
Yes, Mark. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Great to meet you, and thank you for agreeing to talk about this. I watched the video. You were polite. You're a three-year, correct me if I'm wrong, a three-year season ticket holder with St. Louis City. You wear a Make America Great Again hat to the ball game or to the soccer game, and you get kicked out. Tell us when this happened and how it came down.
So this was last Saturday night at the game. Basically walking into the stadium, didn't hear anything from anybody, didn't realize there was any problem with my attire. On the way out the door, you know, I have unfortunately only one red hat, and that is a Make America Great Again hat. I didn't think there'd be any issue with wearing that to the game. But with about, 25 minutes left in the game, I was basically told that they'd received a complaint about my hat. At first, they were looking for a sign, which I think is typically, what would be not allowed. But then they realized that it was me wearing a hat. And so they told me I could either, hide the hat or take it out to my car or leave were my options. And I said, well, there's 25 minutes left in the game. It's a close game, sir. I'm not gonna take my hat off for anybody. I live in America, which is the land of the free and the home of the brave, I thought. And, you do what you have to do, sir.
I was going to say, good for you for not compromising your values and just polite, you were very polite about the way that they escorted you out. Was there any sort of a verbal exchange that had happened prior to security approaching you? Were people yelling at you? Had you said anything back to them?
Not really, man. There was a couple people kind of flipping me the bird, maybe jeering at me as I got up to get a drink. I just kind of laughed at it. I thought, wow, these people have really let the political discourse get to them, but there weren't really any exchanges. I didn't have words with anybody. Didn't get into any fights. Just tried to mind my own business and watch a soccer game.
Well, it strikes me, Mike, that and talking to Mike Weitzel, who got booted out of a St. Louis City soccer game last Saturday for wearing a MAGA hat, if you're just joining us here, it strikes me that if there was some sort of an allegation of an incident, the police would have come down and probably cuffed you or frog marched you out of there. That wasn't it at all. They came down and said, first they thought you were holding a sign. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, so they'd received an email complaint, apparently, mid-game. Someone had taken the time to write a strongly worded email to management, letting them know how offensive and dangerous my speech was. I think there was a little bit of confusion at first with what the problem actually was, but they quickly identified the hat and, quickly sent some police officers to escort me out.
Well, I respect how respectful you were to those officers, because obviously they're just doing what they're told. I mean, they're working seconds when they could be home with their family. The guy seemed very respectful to you, though he did threaten to cuff you if you didn't leave.
Yes, sir. He let me know right away that, he was a Trump supporter. I understand that, he's got rules he has to follow and that he doesn't make these decisions on who's allowed to stay or go. I thought the police were pretty respectful to me. They weren't really rough with me, maybe as they could have been. I certainly delayed a little bit to kind of make my point that I wanted to let people know that this is what happens. This is the world we live in right now. And, overall, I think it's hard to see in the video, but if you watch till the very end, you can see me actually give the first police officer in the white shirt, you can see him actually give me a fist bump as he kicks me out. So,
yeah.
Because they probably thought it was stupid, too. I mean, it's ridiculous to not be able to wear a Make America Great Again hat anywhere, but is there any sort of a dress code that is in place there at Energizer Park that you're aware of?
Well, I think what it is, Kim, is it's the MLS fan code of conduct. And basically, you know, displaying signs, symbols, or images for commercial purposes or for electioneering, campaigning, or advocating for or against any candidate, political party, legislative issue, or government action. I've took the time to figure out what it was exactly that I might have done. That I think is the issue, but I think generally these things are enforced over large signs.
It's not a campaign. Nobody's electioneering right now.
But also a pride flag symbolizes something, too. Wouldn't that be advocating for something? Maybe not a particular candidate, but an issue.
Yeah, and I know that there have been no Kings shirts in the stadium before. I think basically their policy is, well, we have these rules on the books, but we're only going to enforce them when somebody takes the time to write us a complaint. And
yes.
Yeah. Oddly enough, it seems that those complaints seem to come in more heavily in one direction, I would say.
Mike Weitzel, our guest, and man, I tell you, I respect the restraint you showed during all of this. The video's right up there. I'm glad you recorded it. Because nobody can claim later that you were obnoxious or anything. You agreed immediately to leave. You didn't give up your right to wear your hat, and I respect you for that. What happens going forward? I mean, you've paid thousands of dollars to be a fan now for 3 years, and they disrespect you enough. Are you going to go back?
Well, to be fair, sir, I have been going to the games, you know, since the very first game.
Right.
I have been, you know, sitting there. The tickets are technically under my name, and so I think I would, you know, I would prefer to maybe stop paying into the season tickets from here on out. But you know, at the same time, you know, I do support the team, and I do want to see them do well, and I don't really want to let the actions of a few small-minded people or a few angry complainers stop me from enjoying something that I love, you know.
Well, Mike, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning, and you're a great American. We appreciate you standing up for your rights to make America great again. I don't know what's offensive about that, but some people think it is.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You have a great day, and thank you very much. I might not go back. And think about the money he paid to get those tickets and you know, sell them these days. You mm-hmm. used to be at a premium. These days you basically have to give them away because the team's not doing very well. So what a shame. What a shame. It really is. Coming up, we'll get to our friend Nicole Murray here at about 6:35. We'll get you a check of business because more tariffs have been announced, and we'll see how that's going down right after the break. Stay tuned. Back to my friend Mike Weitzel there, the interview we just finished with the guy that got kicked out of the soccer stadium for his MAGA hat. Something struck me as familiar about this story, right? That, like, I'd heard about this somewhere before in a major sports stadium. Well, it happened at an Arizona Cardinals game. Do you remember this? Last year, like in September of 2024, a woman went into the game with a MAGA hat, and the staff forced her to throw it in a garbage can before she was allowed to enter State Farm Stadium for the Arizona Cardinals team game against the LA Rams. The team confirmed that happened. They reached out to the woman and said it was all a misunderstanding. They apologized to her and said that she was welcome to wear that hat into the stadium, and basically that a staff member overreacted to it.
Well, because I'd be curious if anybody wearing, say, a Harris Walls hat when they were running, if they would have been kicked out. There's just no way.
No, they would not. And then he said, if you listen to the interview there, he said there were people with no King shirts on and
right.
people with Pride shirts on, and all that was fine because conservatives aren't going to complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be a Karen and run up and say, well, he's got a Pride shirt on. I want him kicked out. But the other ones who want you to be tolerant are the ones that complain.
Ethan asked a good question over break, and he was asking, is this the first time he's worn a hat? Because he did make the comment it's the only red hat that he has, so you'd think that he'd likely worn it before. I actually did want to ask him that question. I know we ran out of time, but my only thought would be that he did make some comment about how they do technically have this like dress code, but that it's really not enforced unless someone complains. So maybe this was the first time that somebody complained.
Here's what the dress code is at St. Louis City Park. Management reserves the right to deny entry to guests wearing clothing items displaying offensive language or images. They think that's offensive.
But he said broader picture, something about MLS rules.
I know. I don't know anything
and
about that.
And it was like advocating for a candidate or something like that.
Just complete and utter nonsense is what it is. By the way, let's go ahead and get to Nicole, please. Good morning, Nicole Murray. How are you?
I'm tired, and I have a bachelorette this weekend, so I'm going to be even more tired. There's not a lot of sleep in my future.
Big nap going on for you today, huh?
No time to nap.
You're kidding me. You have to travel then to get to this?
Yep. I'm going to be going the second I leave here. So, wish me luck.
Well, here's my question. Is this one of those out-of-town bachelorette parties, like you got to get on a plane and fly somewhere?
We're going to Philadelphia. She originally wanted to go to Jamaica, but because so many people couldn't afford it, she reined it in a little bit.
Settled for Philadelphia.
So you're going to Liberty Hall. They're going to have a party at Liberty Hall. What's going on by the Liberty Bell?
I think we're doing dinner. I think we're doing dancing, yoga.
Nice.
It should be fun, but like there's an itinerary. So she has us dancing until 2 a.m.
Oh
tonight.
My gosh. I cannot do that. I can't even barely stay up till midnight. I'm not kidding.
I believe you. And I'm sure our hours have something to do with
it. Yeah, that's tough. You got to get a 5-hour energy at some point. I know Kim's looking at me like, don't drink that stuff. But like I had to get in the car. I had to leave here the other day, last Friday. I had a personal situation and had to drive to Ohio for a family member that was sick. And I didn't get a nap. And I've been up since 3 a.m. And I did stop and buy a 5-hour energy.
Did you buy a Celsius? Because really you were drinking vodka.
No, I did not. But so Philadelphia, so just to be geographically correct here, do you take the train down there? It's not that far from where you are, right?
I'm going to drive just so I have my car and I don't know if I have to make a pit stop on Sunday.
I gotcha.
Like it's just going to be easier to have my car. Plus I have to stop and get bride balloons on the way. Yeah.
All right.
So
wish me
luck.
You'll be more tired on Monday. That's something to look forward to.
I am going to be so cranky. You guys are going to want me off the air. It's going to be great. It's fine.
That's
We're
cool.
fine.
Have fun. So what did the tariffs do to the market?
All right. So right now, futures are sharply lower, and that comes ahead of jobs data that's coming out later this morning. Yesterday, the Dow lost 330. The Nasdaq lost 7. The S&P 500 lost 23. The world's largest brewer, AB InBev, needs to convince consumers to order more Budweiser beers and Coronas. The company's share slid 11.5%, the biggest daily drop since 2020, after its second quarter volumes missed estimates, dragged down by sharp declines in Brazil and China. Four flight attendants on the Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 plane that experienced a mid-air cabin panel blowout in January last year are suing Boeing for physical and emotional injuries. In separate lawsuits, they are seeking compensation for past and future economic damages, citing physical and mental injuries, emotional distress, and other financial costs. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said Ford is recalling more than 312,000 vehicles in the U.S. as loss of power brake assist while driving can extend stopping distance and increase the risk of a crash. The recall affects certain 2025 Lincoln Navigators, F-150, Expedition, Bronco, and Ranger vehicles. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says approximately 192,000 backyard kids' kitchen playsets are being voluntarily recalled because the set could pose a risk of strangulation if a child climbs on the toy set counter or crawls through the playset's opening in the back. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased to where it was 3 weeks ago. Modest relief for prospective homebuyers challenged by rising home prices and stubbornly high borrowing costs. Freddie Mac reports the long-term rate slipped to 6.72%. That's down from 6.74% last week. And finally, funny we should talk about staying up late. Studies show that staying out until sunrise can actually be beneficial. It boosts dopamine, lowers stress, and creates stronger emotional memories. Why? Because the most powerful moments happen when the crowd gets smaller, the music gets deeper, and the sun starts to rise.
And people are passed out.
Just as they release you from jail, you walk out, there's the sunrise. You remember
come on.
Everything. It brings everything into focus.
You don't have any memories, like even just from years ago. Well, for you, years and years ago. But years ago with...
Man.
Just kidding. Love you. where, you know, it's you and your friends and it's 3 or 4 in the morning and you're talking about life.
Absolutely.
There's a reason those memories stand out.
There you go.
So, no?
And that's why they're memories, because these days I'm up at 3 a.m. and there are still people out partying, making those memories, and I'm driving to work.
If you took a nap, what's the latest you think you could stay up if you pushed it, like drink coffee and
midnight,
all
midnight, 1 o'clock probably. I've certainly done that before on a Friday night.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's
I can do
still
it.
Like
I can power through it, but then I'm going to sleep in the next morning.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
For sure.
Got to do it. Hey, have a safe travel this weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. I'll talk to you Monday.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate that. Those many moons ago, waking up to see the beach, the sunrise on the beach, or
coming
sunrise
out of
over the mountains, or coming out of Pops.
When I would report, when I was working in Nashville, you'd have to go report on stuff on Lower Broadway, you know, where all the honky-tonks are.
Yeah.
And I used to have to get to work at 3 a.m. I'd be on the air by 4 a.m.,
and there's still people.
Oh, there's
drunks.
Still people drunk stumbling around, and I'm like, I'm starting my work day, and here you are still drunk, and trying to figure out your way home.
We used to hate having to go down and cover Mardi Gras and Soulard as reporters, because by the time you're on the air at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, these people have been drinking for 12 hours, right? And I remember being down there specifically. I was not working. But I had gone down there, and I'm walking down the street with some friends, because it's been that many years. This is how long ago it's been. My friend Lori Waters was assigned to go down there and report live on Mardi Gras, and they put her on top of one of those old live trucks, like the vans with the pole that sticks up out of the roof, which they don't use anymore. They've still got one, but they don't use it. And she's up on top of it with the cameraman. They've got it like a metal grate up there that you can stand on. And these bunch of drunk idiots started rocking the van from down below while she was on it. And I'm running around the van, me and my friend, trying to get people away from it so she can get done with her live shot. I always hated that. And I'm sure they've got fond memories of it, because they were all wasted and probably out till 3 in the morning.
That always scared me when I had drunk people
approaching
me.
You never knew what was going to happen.
I had some scary encounters.
Yeah. No doubt about that. But part of the landscape, but you certainly don't enjoy it. To answer your question, Kim, about Mike Weitzel, who we had on earlier, your question was, had he ever worn the hat to the one of these games before? Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. One time before, and didn't have any issues. Mm. So clearly this time, some liberal Karen complained. They were offended by the Making America Great Again, and he got kicked out of the game for it. But he'd worn the hat before with no problems, at least once.
But he had said again that it sounds like they only enforce the dress code when someone complains. So clearly no one sitting around him, I guess, before was that angry about it that they felt it. Who sends an email
in the middle of a game?
And how would management even see? You know how many times we've emailed management for different stories? And you never hear back, or you hear back a week later. How did somebody take the time to email management on a Saturday night, and a manager actually took action during the game?
Maybe on their website there's a
like an emergency email
MAGA link.
Supporters, and you can report them.
I guess. Are you having trouble at the game? Email us here.
Is there a crazy MAGA reporter?
For you.
Are you offended?
All right. Hopefully, you can go back and listen to that interview. We'll have it up on demand for you on the website, on the podcast, and share it with your friends. Here's what I want to know: why did the local media not cover it? Hey, iTeams out there, go knock on the door down there and ask somebody from the Taylor family, why the hell are you kicking people out for having a MAGA hat on? Did you get, and not the people with the No King shirts. Be consistent with it. Enforce it at the gate, not once somebody's an hour into the game. and then you suddenly decide because some Karen complained that you're going to kick him out. That's just some nonsense, in my opinion. So anyway, we'll get to end of the news coming up next hour, top of the hour. Beavis Shock, attorney, he's the one that filed the lawsuit to try to stop us giving taxpayer money to the Chiefs and the Royals and maybe ultimately the Cardinals, because he said the way they did it was unconstitutional. I'll let Beavis explain that for you at about 7:08. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, they've released the official cause of death for the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, and not a surprise because everybody kind of suspected it. He died of a heart attack. Myocardial infraction is what they say caused it. But he had a host of other things going on. He apparently had a form of leukemia.
I did not know that.
Not what killed him. And he had AFib, which is a known heart condition. I know a lot of people with it. My mother's had it. I've got a cousin who's gone through hell with it. But those are not the reasons he died. It was a pretty massive heart attack, apparently.
That's really sad.
That is sad. I love the Hulkster. And I was thinking the other day, one of my favorite scenes, I think it was in Rocky 2. Check me here, Ethan. When Rocky agreed to face him in a charity event, he was 6'7", 300 pounds. You know, Sylvester Stallone is not even quite 5'10", I don't think. And he picked him up and heaved him out of the ring after... The Hulkster was getting rough with him. It was supposed to be an exhibition.
Right.
That was one of my favorites.
You say Hulk Hogan was 6'7"?
Yes.
He's a huge dude.
He was a big
guy. I mean, obviously you can tell he's like bulky, but I had no idea he was that tall.
Yep.
Wow.
6'7" tall, 320 pounds in his prime.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Have you seen this really crazy video of this amusement park ride that snapped in half, basically?
I did not.
In Saudi Arabia. 23 people were injured. There's video of it, and it's... How would you describe this, Ethan? It's like a giant wheel-looking thing, and it goes up to the tippy-top, and then it's supposed to swing down, and it went up, and then when it was basically at its peak height, it just snapped in half and came crashing down. It actually could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
The way that it hit the one of the
supports.
The supports, thank you. It could have been a lot worse. People could have died. But it's people
nobody
screaming.
Died.
No one died. 23 people injured, but the video is terrifying.
Wow. Makes you think of it. I always worry about that at those carnivals and stuff, which
I
probably never let one of my kids ride one of those again. But not at a regular amusement park. You just don't think about that.
Yeah. Well, you'd like to think that they test those, which they say that they do. But anyway.
WNBA viewership is up 21% from last year, even though Caitlin Clark has missed a number of games due to injuries, probably because the other idiots in the game are beating up on the Golden Goose. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with them. I guess I'm not surprised by that. I don't know if they're reporting it to try to say that the popularity of the sport, it's not all about Caitlin. Chicken crap is what I say to that. People might have tuned in. They tuned in because of Caitlin. Now, if a few of them decided, well, I'll keep watching a few games till she gets back, that may be why viewership is up. And good for them if it is, but they still need to acknowledge the fact that what drew the people's attention to it was Caitlin Clark. Period. End of discussion.
She was definitely the reason why so many people tuned in. But you do start, just like a show, where you start the show and you're like, this is not that great because you watched the first episode.
Yep.
And then second or third, you start getting more attached and you like the characters. And then all of a sudden, you're binging it until 3 a.m. So it's kind of like that, where I feel like you started watching it because of Caitlin, but then maybe you liked some other players and maybe you just liked the fact that Angel Reese is crazy and you're waiting to see what next stupid thing she's going to say or do.
How many me bounds she's
And then that's why you continue watching. Hey, some sad news. Justin Timberlake has revealed he has Lyme disease. He made this announcement on Instagram, and he was talking about how he's been dealing with a lot of pain and very debilitating and, nerve pain. I mean, all sorts of things. Super, super tired.
Wow.
He was feeling it on stage, felt like he had to continue on with his tour, but then right when the tour ended, he announced he has Lyme disease. And, of course, that's spread by these deer ticks.
I know people that have had that. It's affected. Like, they can't eat red meat anymore.
Yes.
They've had all kinds of problems.
I just was talking to somebody about that.
Have you seen, though, those videos from his tour?
No.
It's embarrassing.
What, you can tell? Looks...
He just goes up there, and he's not even singing. He's having the crowd sing.
Wow.
Like, people are mad because they paid for this, and then he's not doing anything. It's embarrassing. Go look at him. Maybe it is his Lyme disease. Yeah, I'm not saying that, but it looks like he's just cashing in, like taking the money.
Cashing the check. So we were talking about health earlier and the president announcing this team that he's got all these pro players helping him out with. A growing number of Americans are now using AI, that's two words, Kim, artificial intelligence, to manage their health and wellness. A study showed of 2,000 adults, 35% report already relying on AI to understand and manage their well-being, from planning meals to getting fitness advice. Won't be long.
Taken over.
It is taken over.
Oh, brother.
It'll say, hey, try running into a wall and see if that works.
Okay, let's do that. AI told me to. Must be right.
You got
to
use your brain. Engage your brain. Come on, people. Coming up, Beavis Shock, friend of the show, coming on to talk about the lawsuit he filed yesterday to try to stop the taxpayer giveaway to professional sports teams in Kansas City and maybe right here in St. Louis, plus J.J. Carafano, plus Congressman Eric Burleson. Big hour coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.